Perez, Drescher, on the gate.
Welcome to On the Gate Podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm your host, Gio Perez, here with my co-host, Derek Drescher, a Puerto Rican Jew. And I'm here to sadly report that one of the greatest football players, one of the greatest mans, one of the greatest tweeters in the world has passed away. Can we get another moment of silence for Orenthal James Simpson? Okay, welcome to the show, guys. We have two wonderful guests, repeating guests. We have
you made
fan
him sound
favorite.
Like a pack of cigarettes, Orenthal.
Orenthal, yeah.
Menthol James.
Orange menthol.
That's my nickname in jail, Menthol James.
Yeah. Get a pack of Orenthal lights, please.
Yeah, let me get a Marlboro lights.
Those white claws look nice.
Oh, man, I got the last two. Sorry.
No, I don't like
it. Oh, you got those from the fridge? I thought you bought them with you.
No. I have no money.
From the New Jersey chapter of the Nazi Lowriders, Doug Yurum, everybody.
Hey, who is that?
The host of Urinal Talk and Fox 5 correspondent.
Fox News.
Fox News, yes.
Tidian Gonzalez.
Jill the Thrill Gonzalez. Jill, how you been?
Hola. I know the Gators miss me.
Yes, they did. You know, you have your own drop, and it's the first one right here. There's a drop just for you.
Wow.
You want to hear it?
Let's hear it. Let's go. All right, let's make some noise for Jillian Gonzalez.
I like the Gators.
Wow.
We've been waiting.
Thank you. Jorge, did you do that?
No, that was all me.
That was
wow.
Gio Perez.
Thank you so much.
His would have been creepier than mine.
And that's hard to do.
That's big news. OJ's passed.
Yeah, man, it's sad, man. You know, the only good news is he's reunited with his lovely wife, Nicole Brown Simpson. I'm happy for him that they finally can, you know, see each other again in the afterlife. You know, Ron Goldman will be there too.
Poor imagine that. Ron's in a different section of heaven.
Yeah, wait. Is he Jew? Ron Goldman.
Goldman.
Yeah, Goldman. Yeah.
Jews can't get in.
That's pretty sad. He was a waiter too. You never see any Jewish waiters.
I mean, bro, he was a waiter, but he was trying to be an actor. You know, his family was taking care of him. You know.
Goddamn Jew.
He just walked. He walked into the wrong place.
He was related to the wrong ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't help. You would think that he would have had a lawyer in the family or something like that to help him out.
Well,
but he did not.
So. A lot. OJ,
well, they got money now.
OJ got found not guilty, but they hosed him on the...
Wait, so now that he's dead, did they get that fucking NFL pension now? Her family that they were trying to fight for? For the
oh,
longest
there's
time?
A good chance.
Great
there's
question.
A good
then,
chance.
There's no court to keep that.
If we have any lawyers watching, you know...
I'm sure it's going to go to his kids.
Probably. Yeah, because I don't... Well, because when you die, aren't all your debts have to be paid first before...
Was he in debt?
I mean, if he owes them money,
no, I think when you die, your debts are done, right?
Yeah.
No, you inherit debt. That's like,
my mom
when you're
had,
married and shit.
We did
well, like
not
credit
have to
card
pay
debt?
Any of her credit card debt, and she had a lot.
Your mom?
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Really?
She was a hoarder. Guys.
New Jersey housewife, just out there buying stuff, right?
Loved buying stuff. And then she died, and we were like, that sounds like... Kind of awesome.
How much?
Yeah, you're gonna get your first big check, and you're gonna see like a big portion of it taken out. Like this is $40,000 your mom owes.
Yeah, what use the state to clean up her living room.
What do they call it again when they take money out of your check?
Garnishing
taxes.
Garnisher wages. Yep.
Yes, that's
a garnishment.
That's what that is.
I would imagine that OJ's kids are going to get his NFL pension.
I don't know, man.
So.
But the fucking Brown family was after that NFL pension. For years.
Right.
So now that he's dead and there's no legal team to fight that they shouldn't get it.
Yeah.
Right. But I think your legal team outlives you.
I'm pretty sure those kids.
But they're not getting paid anymore. So it's like.
Yeah.
Right, his son ain't doing good. I know that. His son is like fucked up.
Really?
Yeah. Well, if your dad turned his fucking wife into a Pez dispenser, you're going to have a couple fucking mental problems.
That's
you know?
True.
There's a few things that you need to work out.
And on top of that, there's rumors that he was involved.
That was a metaphor, Doug.
Yeah.
That the son was involved?
Yeah. Pull up the gloves.
He was involved.
That was it. It was the gloves, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they saw somebody walking out of his house with a bag full of shit, and they said it was his son that did it.
And then
there was also a conspiracy that his son was the one that gave her the old...
The
Colombian necktie.
There's a lot of parallels between him and Diddy.
Yeah.
Like his sons, people think his sons are involved.
Really?
His sons had to know.
Of course they had to know. They were at the parties. Yeah. Of course they knew. How do you not know my dad's a fucking creep?
They was probably blowing people's backs out.
Oh, for sure.
They were him and Diddy was probably Eiffel Tower. Yeah.
That's what a good father does. You're like, come on, you want to turn on Meek here? Yeah. Don't worry.
They spit roast Meek.
Yeah. Wait, OJ used to go to these parties too?
No.
He was at those Playboy ones, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, those were wild too. Those were like clean.
No,
there was
weren't.
No sex trafficking there. Come on. It was just Playboy bunnies.
That's true, yeah. They weren't forcing them to fuck dogs and German shepherds and shit.
Yeah. But there's no illegal things there.
No. Isn't that illegal, bestiality?
I thought not in California.
Yeah.
California, you can do whatever you want.
I wouldn't be surprised if bestiality was legal in California.
I don't think it is.
I think it's legal in like Kansas.
I mean, it was murder was legal.
It's legal in Kansas?
It's not illegal.
All those farmers, they get lonely.
There's all these awesome laws that we don't know about. I believe in Texas, if you find your spouse cheating on you, if you can kill the spouse and the person she's cheating on you with the same bullet, you go free.
That is amazing. You just have them stand in a straight line.
Yeah,
and go,
with
bang!
A shotgun. Yeah.
No, you just use an AK-47.
No, it's got to be the same bullet.
It has to be the same bullet.
That's what I'm saying. One bullet will go through both of them.
30 caliber round?
Yeah.
It could. They still got to stand
what,
next
what
to
is the, was it 7.62, the AK-47?
No, I always thought it was a 30 caliber round.
No, you tie their necks
so
together.
Hard to keep fucking...
And then just shoot them in the head.
M16, 223.
223 and 5.56 NATO, yeah.
I think, though, AK-47 is a 7.62. Yeah. Which blows a big-ass hole out of your back.
I don't know why I always thought
like
it was a 30 caliber.
There it is.
No, you did it.
Bestiality is definitely illegal in California, by the way.
It is?
Yes.
Yeah. All
right. No, where is it legal?
Mississippi.
Hold, please.
Where's bestiality legal?
Jorge Virginia. Said Washington with a Taiwan. Surprising amount of confidence, so I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, those fucking freaks, too.
Is it Washington?
Washington.
I would assume real liberal areas will let you fuck dogs.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking the opposite. It's
love
more
is
like.
Love.
I was thinking more like consent. Like they're big on consent.
Is it
age
of consent for dogs? Like how old, is there like a country
4 weeks.
Where it's like how you can't fuck
the
a dog
FBI
at 7?
Don't forget it's 7 years.
Right now.
Seven years.
A 6-year-old dog is really like 20 something years old. You know,
42.
So it's all right.
42.
42. Yeah.
So what's the age of consent
for
dogs? What's 18 divided by 7? So a 3-year-old dog is old enough to fuck.
Yeah, that's 18.
I would say about the time they're 2.5. Yeah.
It could vote.
Yeah.
Hawaii, New Mexico, West Virginia, and Wyoming do not have laws prohibiting bestiality. Because it's never come up.
Are you fucking kidding me?
The Hawaiians I can understand because it's an island and it gets lonely on island.
Yeah, but Wyoming, there's a lot of fucking roaming animals out
there.
It
is true.
Good luck trying to fucking elk. That's that's fucking hard. Elk are big and they're powerful.
I mean,
try to get them to come in.
Cows are probably the favorite out there.
Yeah, that's true because cows just stand there, eat grass. They're already in position.
The only thing is, like, you ever seen a cow's pussy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking huge.
Looks horrendous.
It's
huge
and disgusting.
It really does. Yeah. It's the size of a basset hound's head.
Yeah. And then there's like shit like dripping down from it when they just plop a squirrel. You know?
I love Jill's facial expressions.
Yeah.
I feel like every animal has shit.
I don't look past the udders, and that's respect.
Yeah. There you go. My eyes are up here.
Yeah. And anyways, so how much do you think OJ was worth before he died? What's his net worth?
He wasn't dead.
I feel like
he
had
a
resurgence.
He was, yeah.
Yeah, because I thought
he's been
like,
on like Cam's podcast like a bunch.
Yeah, but you don't get paid for podcasts.
Yeah, but
Cam
I feel like he
Cam Ron. Really,
Cam
he's been
who?
On his pod a lot.
Really?
Oh, like a lot.
How have I missed that?
I didn't know. That.
He was like a correspondent basically on that show.
That's
for Cam Ron and Mace.
It is. What
that's
it is.
The most beautiful thing.
That's fucking
ever.
Great.
Yeah,
that's...
he was like coming like back around.
That's amazing.
I know he would probably get paid, I would imagine, for like appearances.
You think they probably give him
some,
but
like
how much
that?
Can they really give him, though?
Like $20.
Yeah.
Like, who's going to. I would get it.
I guarantee
OJ
he was making at least between $5,000 and $10,000 an appearance.
Yeah, because if you think about it, his shit was still going for money, his memorabilia.
Yeah.
That's what that second case was, why he got caught.
He stole his own
stuff.
So
they were
still,
like, people wanted it, you know?
I mean.
But the thing was that, because he didn't steal his, he stole his memorabilia, but he
after he sold it to a guy, though.
Yeah, after he sold it to a guy. Yeah. So it's not yours anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, the man was a lot. He's a fucking Hall of Famer.
Running back.
He was
an actor.
Right?
He was a father, most of all.
Yeah.
Right?
Great
yeah.
father, loving husband.
Great father.
Convicted felon.
Yeah.
Yep.
Convicted felon.
He was a lot.
Hey,
and he was a Acquitted felon. He was an felon and a convicted felon.
First black man to ever get off for murder in America.
Yeah. And that's why if the first thing you say about OJ is that he killed his wife, that's good for him. You're fucking racist as hell because him getting off is restitution for black people, right? Because how many black men were killed because of white women?
Not many.
A lot.
This is so a lot. All right. This is the argument I want with Doug here.
No,
it was like five.
You know how many of your ancestors?
Maybe 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20,000.
I remember.
just 20,000 have done it.
Yeah. I think I was like, when he got acquitted, I must have been like 11 or 12 years old.
I was happy for him.
I was already getting in trouble, right? But I was in school. And they, when he got acquitted, they announced it over the system.
Did they really?
The speaker system.
That's how big an event.
That's how big it was. They were like,
I don't remember that
happened. And
dude,
you sure you wasn't in jail?
I swear.
Yeah, what kind of school was it?
OJ is
County
guilty.
Prison.
Yeah, bro.
Cafeteria.
It's the morning announcement, so we have a jello.
Because it happened in the afternoon.
OJ's innocent.
Yeah. It was like 1:30, 2 o'clock. They came over the loudspeaker. They came over the loudspeaker, and they were like, O.J. Simpson has been found not guilty. And all the black kids fucking just started cheering.
They started throwing the books in the air. We don't need to learn anymore.
It was wild. It was wild. I was nervous
That's
as fuck.
Funny shit. Yeah.
The funniest one was when Norm MacDonald reported it. Because he had the whole thing against O.J. just nonstop from beginning to end of the trial and even after the trial. And then he goes, ladies and gentlemen, it's official. Legal is murder in California. And they just show a face of him.
No, murder is legal.
What did I say? Legal is murder?
You're dyslexic. Legal is murder. And murder is legal.
Amen. Is legal.
Nat, can I get some coffee, please? I'm sorry, homegirl. Just cream. Thank you. I'm running on fumes today.
Yeah, but him getting away with that was restitution for black people.
Yeah.
I mean, Cochran was fucking good.
And he was. He was a cocksucker. That's what he was. And that
Kardashian,
guy.
Kim Kardashian's father was on there too, right?
Rob Shapiro.
Yeah.
And don't forget that the rumors of OJ being Chloe's father.
Yes.
She was built like a linebacker.
Yeah, she looked like him.
Chloe was the best looking one out of all of them until she, to me,
Wait.
Courtney
what?
Was. Wait, Courtney Chloe? Was the baddest one.
I mean, I liked how Chloe looked before.
Chloe, she was like
Kim,
a trans.
There's a reason
man.
Why Kim is Kim. Kim was the baddest one.
Yeah. Until she started fucking with herself.
Naturally?
Yeah.
Yes.
Naturally. When she was
you
natural.
Go all the way back. Yeah. Like, you that's why she was hanging out with, like, Paris Hilton.
Yeah. Ray J tapes, she was the baddest one. But then she just became something else.
That was the fucking girl we all loved in high school was Kim Kardashian.
Oh, dude, I had that tape.
Yeah, we all had that tape.
And Ray J wasn't even that big, but it was just like, oh, Ray J sex tape.
Was.
Yeah,
sex tapes just weren't like a thing then, so it was like, whoa.
Yeah, now there's one every like 2 weeks.
It was her, Paris Hilton, and then they got Hogan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they got
Hogan. Hogan, I didn't know he had a fucking meat missile too, that fucking guy.
The guy's fucking six.
Imagine the Hulkster having like a 4-incher.
Yeah, but he's been wearing bikinis like his whole fucking career.
But I'm sure
career.
A lot of them do.
Yeah, but they wear shit to like bring their bulge down.
Yeah, the HGH, I'm sure, would make the penis grow.
Yeah, that didn't work
100%.
Over here.
Yeah, no, I thought it makes your dick smaller.
No, it makes your testicles.
Smaller.
So, no, there's a type of steroids that are... not as good for you as, I mean, HGH is also not good for you, but the ones from back in the 80s would make your testicles shrink and get the
they
high
still
boys.
Make your testicles shrink.
Now, well, which one are those? What is that? D-ball and...
No, the worst ones that are still out there, right now it's still Dianabol and Trenbolone. Trenbolone is like that. That's the one that's
that
responsible
isn't
for
that
all...
Isn't that the chocolate?
No. Tren is like, it's an injectable.
Oh, you said Tren. I thought Tren. You said
Trenbolone. That gets you the... like, that gets you the...
That's
what the fuck
so,
have I been eating?
That is so Dominican.
Oh my god. Oh, that's fucking great.
That's the chocolate?
What is it, Trenbolone? I don't know. It made me bigger, though.
It's the chocolate.
I got bigger muscle. Look at this.
You thought that you were
tighter.
Eating HGH for Easter every year?
I thought that's why it came in those portions, so you know how much steroids you're taking.
These are 4 IUs. Here you go.
Yeah.
The trend, that's the one that gives you the back acne and all that
shit.
It's
the word. It gives you back acne. It gives you a bad cough. Uh-huh. It makes your ball. Well, testosterone makes your ball shrink too.
It does.
Yeah, because your body, you're shooting testosterone into your body.
Oh, so your balls are not
so your balls are like, I don't have to work anymore. Mm. So they go, okay.
So what is the healthiest one, Doug?
Testosterone. Pure testosterone. It's like,
you
got to find your baseline.
How do they make pure testosterone?
Sweet potato.
Really?
Yeah, there's something like there's a Mexican.
Get the fuck. Hold on a second.
There's a Mexican sweet potato that you could actually make testosterone out of. Synthetic testosterone. That's one.
So if you eat a lot of sweet potatoes,
no, no, not when you eat it, because it metabolizes in your liver
as carbs.
There is something that you actually could. It, I don't know. I'm not a fucking scientist.
So testosterone is not
which
that
one? Do, which one do you do?
Which one? Oh, nothing anymore.
Nothing anymore.
Nothing. I was doing a lot of HGH. And when that thing, when I remember when I first shot it. Because I listened to some meathead in the fucking gym.
Now, the growth hormone will make your bones and shit grow too, though, right?
Oh, it felt great, yeah. Dude. But the only thing I wasn't aware of is that when you first shoot it, your body doesn't know how to respond to it. So it drops your fucking insulin level. So I'm at work just like this.
Ready to pass out, yeah.
And then I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then it's like you have to eat a chocolate bar because your body, your insulin drops because it goes fucking nuts. Exactly.
It all comes back. The story checks out.
I ate an M&M and I had a Trenbolone and I'm okay.
But I have a friend, she would like wasn't growing right when she was like, I don't know, 4. And they gave her HGH.
HGB?
Maybe. They gave her HGH to, grow her bones, I think.
Yeah.
Was there a part of her that was growing more than the rest of her, or was she just not growing at all?
I think she
just her
wasn't
dick was
growing.
Getting bigger, that's it.
Her clit was getting like a golf ball.
Because I've seen some kids where, like, they have this disease where their heads will grow, but the rest
it's
of their...
It's called Down syndrome.
it's called being Salvadorian.
No.
Jorge like that.
Jorge, is that where your family's from, Salvador? What
He's
are you
Guatemala.
Getting? Guatemala.
He's Mexican. He's Peruvian.
Peruvian.
Colombian. Dominican. Mexican.
You guessed it earlier, but you skimmed over it.
Oh, Guatemala.
No.
Colombian.
No.
You guys are horrible. Peruvian.
Argentina.
No, we didn't say that.
I said Mexican.
Tell us, Jorge.
No, man, you guys
He's
are fucked
Mexican.
Up, bro.
He's Mexican.
Tell us.
I'm quitting.
No,
He's
tell
Mexican.
Us.
Mexican.
Don't tell him.
We'll remember from now on. Natalie, tell us.
I don't know. That's not her story to tell.
They're going to fight back
there. We'll find out. Jorge, can you Google Jorge's nationality? Can you Google that for us? You can go on Instagram and see if you have any flags in his bio.
You out there getting fucked up. You drinking.
A lot.
Sniffing coke.
A lot. Every weekend.
Paying
every
for weekend. Sex.
Every weekend, and I pay for it in the morning.
Participating in homosexual activities?
Yes.
Hungover.
My liver and my asshole are done the next day.
Are you going to Walmart and having a problem stocking shelves because your head is just fucking pounding?
No. Because
from the pounding?
Doesn't happen because I'm a cashier now.
You really? You got promoted? No, congratulations. Promoted, yes. All right, listen. We got this thing called Capsulite, right? That's CAPSULYTE. Capsulite prevents feeling awful after the day, after drinking. You take it before and during drinking or during butt sex, whatever it is that you do. It's the most potent product on the market. It's doctor formulated. Supports your liver. You need your liver. Once you use that liver, that's it, right?
It's over. You only
got
one.
That happened to your uncle, right? Didn't he just die?
No. That was, he just got old.
Oh. Had nothing to do with his liver?
I think it was the jab.
Well, RIP. Toxic byproduct of alcohol is the cause of symptoms of a hangover, not dehydration, you fucking idiots. This comes in a portable packet to take to the bar or the club, the whorehouse, whatever it is you're doing.
We've put it in a bag that looks like a drug bag, so you can look cool while you're taking your Capsulite to make sure you don't wake up hungover with a ripped O-ring.
The other day, we were at a show. Lewis was there. We drugged him and put this in at the same time. So when he woke up the next day, he didn't feel that bad.
So it wasn't that bad.
That's right.
We gave him a roofie Capsulite cocktail.
Capsulite. Use code GAS, G-A-S, for 30% off at checkout. www.capsulite.com. Back to the show. So, I mean, I did the peptides last year.
Those are great.
And
why?
Well, when I tore my ligament, remember? Now, I will say, I was being physically active, I dropped like 40 pounds.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So it does help with that?
Yeah, it does. Peptides will also, it does. What it does is that it's not exactly an injectable like testosterone where it'll shrink your balls, but it will stimulate your pituitary gland to produce more testosterone.
I mean, I was fucking.
And that's a safer
I was having, I was fucking like 3 times a day then too. Now, no.
Like right now I'm taking Clomid. Like the pregnancy drug.
Why?
And in men, what it does is that it actually produces your testosterone. It stimulates your pituitary gland to produce more testosterone. It actually grows your testicles.
Isn't like the side effects like you start getting your period after 3 months?
Yeah, that's for women. I've been noticing 10 to 10.
Yeah, if you walk in here with titties
got
a little bit,
like,
and I felt very sensitive.
It sounds like you have really run the gamut on all of these. But like what? How do you like know about it?
Because I thought about taking every single one of these substances before.
And
I have
research.
Taken growth hormones, and I'm on Clomid now. And then the next step, if I don't like Clomid, if it doesn't do what
like
I want it to
do. Like, if it doesn't, like, No, if it doesn't just give
that too, but it also like if my, you know, I'm fucking 34. So disgusting. You hit 34, your testosterone, like, you know, it starts to it decline.
Dips. So yeah, your dips, libido.
No, just like about? I feel like shit sometimes, a lot.
I think that's tired. Have you looked into antidepressants?
Oh, no, I'm not doing that. That can't be it.
He's like, I'd rather have roid rage.
I'd rather punch my fist through a fucking wall than feel numb to the world.
Have you gone to therapy? No, I'm not doing that.
No,
so if this doesn't make you happy, then you're just going to move on. What's the next one?
Well, the thing is, I've gotten my blood work done. I've gotten all the shit done. And my testosterone, I think it was dropped from like from where it was maybe 5 years ago. It was at like 650, which is great. But now last time I checked, it was at 497. So just that decline, you could feel it. Fucking sucks.
Wait, they can test your testosterone levels?
Yeah, they can test everything.
Do your
bro.
Blood work. Yeah, I did a full blood panel with my IGF, my testosterone, all my vitamins just to see if I was deficient in anything. Not deficient in anything, but the only thing I did notice was that my hormones were like.
They got the test results back and they were like, yep, he's racist. How's that right?
97%, and that's up from 5 years ago. 5 years ago, we were at 94.
I noticed his racism went up ever since the illegal immigrants came into New York City. That's migrants so weird.
Migrated.
So interesting.
All the white guys that start getting jacked out of nowhere.
For the Clomid, I took it for like a few months, and I did notice like within the first 3 weeks, I'm like, oh wow. Well, this feels great.
So, you know what's wild?
And I plateaued, and I was like, fuck.
While you're incarcerated, I don't know if they've done studies on this before, but, you know, it has been talked about that you will get big eating garbage. Like, you'll still, like, you
also, don't they smuggle?
Well, there's a lot of carbs.
Well, yeah, it's all starches. Yeah, if you're eating just the jail food, it's starches, but there's, like, this thing where, like, if you are in danger, if you feel like you are in danger all the time, the body will react.
That makes sense.
And, you know, like a cobra fucking.
You're living like a wild fucking human being.
Right.
Like how we're supposed to live.
Yeah.
I think that would.
No,
sense.
No, we're not supposed to live like that. Fuck, no.
We are.
Dude, it's all dudes.
What?
It's all dudes.
No, but the thing is like, why do you think our bodies still operate on shit that when we were fucking monkeys and stuff like that? Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, that
98%.
Is a bad. 98%. Yeah, it just shot back up.
Whoa. Get him out of here. He's got AIDS. We're not going to stand for that talk.
Yeah, that is racist.
I apologize. That was not me. That was that was Jill.
That was a clotted, whatever, the clotting.
It's not me.
I was watching this new show.
What did you call it?
Clomid,
Gio.
Clomid.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
okay.
Clomid.
There's a new show on Netflix I was watching last night. I just saw the first episode. It's this jail in Little Rock, Arkansas, the Pulaski County Jail, which is like, for a jail, it's very, very bad. It's a real bad jail.
Little Rock is bad.
Little Rock, it's been bad for a long time, years, 30, 40 years since the crack epidemic. It really rocked that city.
If you never watched the documentary about Little Rock on HBO, you gotta watch
it. Oh, dude, that shit came out in the 80s, too. Yeah.
And
so,
what's his name was a senator there?
Bill Clinton, yes. The Bill black Clinton. Senator loved at that time. Bill Clinton, yes. Yeah. So, in this reality series, the sheriff there he's going to open up one of the units. And it houses very bad. These people are charged with murder, rape, capital murder. And he's going to start like almost like an Oz for real to where all the doors are unlocked and there will be no guards on the unit.
That is fucking ridiculous.
What is
the
reasoning?
Could kill themselves.
That's true, too.
A documentary crew come roll through?
Just let them run themselves.
I can't wait to see what happens. Because they were interviewing one of the guys.
Are they going
to record this? Yeah, they're interviewing one of the guys.
Steal a camera.
His name's Tiny. He's like 5'3", right? And when he was like 14 years old, he said some big guy like just threw a football at him, hit him in the back of the head while he was walking away, and he had a pocket knife on him. He's like, I stabbed him up. He's like... And he just got to squirting. And then he just stops. He pauses for a second. And he goes, I've been stabbing motherfuckers ever since, man.
Wow, he loves it.
He perfected his craft.
Dude, and that's the thing. Guys like that, because I have stabbed people before. You have also.
Allegedly.
It's not something
there's no statute of limitations on crimes like that. Allegedly.
No, there is.
Crime,
I have stabbed
there
people,
is?
Yeah. I, it's been more than 7 years since I stabbed somebody.
Okay,
there's
good.
No, there's
I cannot
no...
see you guys.
I can.
That is the reform. I'm so happy.
Yeah, thank you. That's a compliment.
I'm so happy that you feel that way.
That's At least I don't get insulted by saying something.
First?
What? Yeah. I can't being like,
I'm going to stab you.
Like making a little joke in there.
That's weird
like,
because I could 100%
What did the knife say to the skin?
Yeah, listen, man. Get to the point.
I guess I could see Derek. I could see Derek. I can't see Gio.
Really?
Yeah.
I fucking, that's all.
I probably stab more people than him.
Really? The guy with the scar across his neck? You can't see him stabbing somebody?
Right? I can see you getting stabbed.
Oh, thank you.
No, Gio for sure.
Yeah, I was about to get dark. I'm like, I can see you getting, but I'm not going to say the word.
I'm sure you
can. I can see you getting stabbed by
I'm
a penis,
sure
Jill.
You can.
In your vagina.
There it is. Thank you for saying that, honestly. Yeah. I was like, where?
Without consent. No.
Oh, Gio. This is why I dropped a slip on you last week.
What happened last week?
I didn't say the word. Did I say the word?
No, you didn't. You didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we should do that. Like, how many episodes? Like, since, you know, there'd be like zero
like
episodes.
Board,
yeah.
Since an accident.
Yeah. Like, this many days since a rape joke.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta do that.
So now it's been zero.
Zero back to zero.
We should put it up there. Yeah. It has like been 0 days since.
Five episodes since the word rape was mentioned.
Yes. We're gonna have to make those boards and we'll make the slips too. But that guy, when I heard him say that, I go, this guy, like, he should be under lock and key at all times. Like, I can't believe you're gonna leave him alone. There was even times where I was incarcerated where I would put myself in the bracket of those guys where, like, I had I wanted to do damage to somebody, you know, but to walk away and have no guard outside, because the prisons are like that in a lot of South American places, and even in Puerto Rico. In Puerto Rico, you go to prison, they walk you to the dorm or the cell block, and then that's the last time you see a guard, so you get released.
Damn.
That's it.
Yeah, I think there's a jail in like Guatemala, where Jorge's from, and they have... it's like literally like a
It's compound. Bolivia. Bolivia.
Probably somewhere in Colombia. Oh. It might be Colombia. But they have, it's basically like a compound, but there's like whores in it. Like they're allowed. Like
conjugal visits?
Yeah.
No, not even conjugal visits. Because a conjugal visit is like the woman comes to the jail. These whores are just there for the prisoners.
Yeah.
How do they
And
pay
they
them?
Get drugs in.
So
they get everything
some
in.
Of these prisons down there, they have like actual towns inside the prison where guys have like a laundry business. They're making sandwiches.
Yeah. This one in, I sent you the clip. Jorge, bring up the clip. It's like a jail in Sweden.
Yes,
Finland
I was just
going to
say that. That jail in Sweden looks like a fucking vacation.
Oh, they have the jail in Sweden. They have fucking granite countertops.
Yeah, it's
and the guy is like, oh, they treat us like animals.
But also,
here.
Aren't they not doing that bad of stuff?
No, they're murdering people.
No, they kill people. It just doesn't matter.
There's people in there for a long time.
Yeah.
One of my favorite stories, I think it was Sweden. It's like a bunch of Hell's Angels found where the Swedish government locks up weapons, and they broke into it and stole all the fucking weapons. Out of the goddamn fucking bunker. And it was just unguarded. It was like there was a chain and a lock.
And they just broke it.
Broke it. And they're like, all right, we'll take it.
Yep.
Dude, fucking amazing.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Welcome to Halden Prison.
Norway.
The most luxurious prison in the
There's
world.
There's so many prisons like this here, in like Norway, Sweden.
You want to stay long term, as it doesn't look like a prison, but more like a luxurious university campus.
Look how modern it is.
Built at a cost of $252 million.
$252 million for a shit.
In America, you know how much that costs?
Each prison cell has an area of 110 square feet, equipped with a flat screen TV, desk, mini fridge.
Oh, this place isn't as good as the other place
Every
in Sweden.
Room is
no,
watch, to
watch.
Ensure inmates can enjoy natural sunlight. The prison also features communal kitchens and living rooms, giving inmates the option to buy groceries and cook for themselves or choose
that's
from the
what
prison
they call
provided meals.
Well, some places I was in, we were allowed to cook for ourselves. Such
as a football that's not the best part. Hold
gym,
on, keep going.
That is not
wall, and more.
They got a wall climbing thing for prisoners.
Look at that. It's like the fucking
nicer
White House.
Than a lot of state
oh my God,
they're giving them practice to jump over walls.
Inmates even get to meet their partners twice a week in separate
two conjugal visits a week.
Sofas and condoms.
Can you beat
Halden
that?
Prison change your impression of prisons? Perhaps you haven't seen people
jail,
living this well here.
Yeah, I'm in jail. What do you get to? I'm over here.
He's like, I'll be a deadbeat.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I'm in a Swedish prison. You think I want to get out? The fuck, I had to knock some bitch up and then stay there. I'd be like, sorry, I can't do nothing.
I'm in prison.
I'll watch you grow up in pictures.
Yeah, exactly.
But you can still come here twice a week.
Yeah, exactly, right. But please don't stop coming here.
Yeah, but there's condoms.
Yeah, don't bring the kid. Actually, there's a fucking kid center around the corner. Drop him off.
Were you at ever any point while you were locked up, like, just disgusted with the people that were around you?
You have to be.
All the time, man. Yeah. It's mostly
they
black.
Stink.
It smells. It's fucking
it
gross.
It stinks. They don't shower all the time.
Yeah, you got those few people that never shower and they smell, like the cell, like you walk by it, and you smell death.
They don't make you shower?
Nope.
No, what ends up happening is a bunch of guys will get together and just
they
peg you with bars
you,
of
yeah.
soap
yeah.
until you fucking you go shower. I've seen them throw a guy in the shower once and they hit him with the bristle brush, you know, the scrubber.
Oh, the one they clean the floor with?
Yeah, dude. The one that like the grout, the one they clean the grout
that's
with. Like, dude, it tears
great,
your
man.
Fucking skin up.
I've seen guards force a guy to go take a shower and clean his cell.
Yeah.
They gave him all new like sheets and everything cuz yeah. like once it started getting out to the catwalk where they could smell it, they're like, yo, dude, get the fuck
see,
in the
that,
right
that
now.
Would be the worst part of prison for me. The fucking filthy bastards that are there.
Yeah.
That's fucking
it's
hard.
Filled with them.
And especially if you're in a dorm.
I can
if
deal
you're
with
in
the
a dorm.
Stabbing and rape, but
like
the fucking.
At least in a cell block, you got your own area. But in a dorm, bro, it just smells like balls and feet.
Yeah. Dude, we made a guy.
It was like a locker room.
He was my bunkie, but it was like an open dorm, but we still had bunk beds. And it was like four of us. Like next to each other, and this guy, the dude that's up above me, I could smell his feet. And I'm under. And we roasted him into going into the bathroom. And then somebody comes, like you hear somebody yelling at him. He's like, yo, what the fuck you doing? He started washing his feet in the sink.
Oh, God.
God, Jesus Christ.
You got to beat his ass for that.
I hope so. I hope
I don't know.
Stabbed.
I just got a vision of Jill trying to do that in jail.
Well, big ass.
Yeah,
big
ass.
They wouldn't fit in those sinks.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
Jill,
holy God damn.
She really does have fucking clog hoppers.
She's got fucking monsters.
You know what they say moves. About girls with big feet?
Beat your ass.
They got big noses.
Well, which came first?
Wait, what size shoe are 11, 10?
No, 10.
10, hey.
In men's?
I actually think I'm a 9.5 in my right. Uh-huh.
And a 10,
and a 10
in
my
left.
It's like your titties, one's bigger than the other.
Is that true? Is the right tit bigger than the left? Or is the left tit bigger than the right? Is that how it usually goes or no?
No, I think you're, whatever hand you are,
dominant.
I think is smaller because
oh,
you're working
the
it out.
Yeah. I got
constantly it. Constantly writing and shit with the right hand. So
I got it.
So
bigger.
I'm very lopsided.
Dude, Jill would be, she would be like, number one in the joint.
What do you mean?
I mean, I feel like
number
yeah,
one.
She's a girl in a dude's prison, of course.
No, not in a dude's prison.
Number one to get stabbed with
they
a penis.
They just let me in from my foot size alone. They're like, you gotta
we don't
go.
Don't have
the
any
men's.
Slippers to fit yeah. in a woman's prison. Yeah, you gotta be with the dudes.
Yeah.
That, when I get my pedicures, like every time the people are like.
Yeah. For real?
Because they try to get you, like, they give you flip flops like, yeah. while you're getting your nails done. And they all, like, they always get the biggest size and they, like, cram my foot in there. And then they're like,
listen, let me show you how to survive in jail. Find the biggest guy.
Oh, God. They just tie fucking tennis rackets to your feet, be like, wear these.
Yeah.
Like, you can walk in snow after.
Oh, my God.
I think I would do well in
oh,
like
you would
a 100%. Women's prison.
Yeah. Because the women, the lesbians would be,
yeah.
they'd be giving you stuff all the time.
Yeah. Queen Latifah would take care of you.
I feel she like you'd have to put out eventually.
Yeah. Which you will.
Which, yeah, you wouldn't be opposed to
it. Eventually get horny and be like, oh, you know what? Cornrows are kind of sexy and yeah. a woman. And then, ugh.
I mean, looking at us and looking at them, I would think if people are like, who's been to jail,
you guys.
Yeah.
You do look like a hot Mexican girl. Like,
that gets locked up regularly. Yeah.
Like, you look
yeah.
like you got
she
mad,
did
like,
the bit for her boyfriend. She hid the gun and she got caught. And
yeah.
she's like, I don't know. This is what not. I don't know where it came from.
She hid the knife in the gloves.
I'm OJ's son now.
Yeah.
Hello there, responsible adults and gays and blacks and all those people in between. If you're over the age of 21, living in the states where Delta 8 is legal, you want to get high, you want to get really high, really super duper legally high, Gio?
I wish I could get legally high.
Well, now's the time to go to YoDelta.com.
Oh, man.
What Guess what? You could stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. What's Delta 8, bruh? It's found in hemp, can be legally shipped to various states and get you high. At YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stone needs.
Yeah. And is there any, like, I'm a little tight on money right now.
Right.
You know, and I want a discount. How do I get that discount?
Oh, you're going to get 25% off if you use the code GAS. That's GAS. Once more, that's promo code GAS for 25% off YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super duper high and probably make you into a gay person.
That's why I'm about to go smoke it.
back to the show.
Epidote.
Okay.
Oh my God.
All right.
Doug, you've never been inside of a jail, have you?
Never. No. No.
Only Facebook jail.
Yeah.
For sharing stuff.
That's right. I've been in fucking Instagram jail. No. Son of a bitch. It was rough those 30 days.
You don't even post enough to get in trouble.
No.
Yeah.
No, I got in trouble for like a comment. I got some message like this.
What'd you say?
I might have called some fucking female on there a whore.
That makes no sense.
You sure that's what you said?
Something like that.
Can't find anything.
I was looking for something.
Wow.
I was looking for something with the N-word. I can't see it.
We can always go.
No, you gotta keep the racial thoughts to yourself in life. That's what you gotta do.
You believe that?
I do.
That's life. Wouldn't be fun.
Yeah.
If we didn't have racism.
I'm saying that on the mic.
Jill, you still living in the neighborhood over there that you were living in?
No, I moved.
Where are you at now? Just tell me what borough. We don't have to fucking.
You think I'm ever leaving Manhattan?
All right. Are you? Did you go uptown?
A little.
I
live 2 blocks from the Stand now.
Really?
Oh, cool.
Not uptown.
Oh,
cool.
So maybe book me.
That's like
the
Midtown,
Stand.
Right?
Doesn't
that count?
It's like Gramercy, like Union Square. So not that, but it's uptown for me. Like I love
were
living
you,
like Lower East Side.
Were you worried about getting punched in the head?
No.
No one
is punching me
that?
In the head. Yeah. If I'm looking at my phone and this guy comes like this and I go,
you're going to move,
he's
right?
He's putting it back.
I don't think he's going to leave his fist there, though.
He's going to leave his fist there and say, hello? He's going to just pretend he was doing a bit.
He's like, huh, never mind. Well,
I was not afraid of that.
A comedian got punched in the head.
Really?
A girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sarah Harvard.
Yep. Sarah Harvard got punched.
Damn. Jesus.
Suzuki Harvard.
Suzuki.
All right, we're gonna leave that alone. I thought we could get a good riff going right there, but
what about girls getting
punched in the head? I guess not.
Yeah, let's go back to women's getting their heads chopped off.
Yeah,
let's go back to.
I'm watching Shogun.
Oh, that fucking show's amazing.
There's a lot of decapitation in that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. No, the Japanese were great with that.
What's it about?
It's about like Shogun five warring clans back in the 1600s when like Portugal was kind of trying to colonize them. And the Toko, what is it? The Taiko?
Taiko.
Taiko. Yeah, you're Japanese, right?
Taiko.
Oh, yeah, that's your peoples.
I thought that was a remote control car.
Taiko?
Yeah.
Taiko.
It is, Taiko. Right?
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
Yo, dude, one of the hottest girls in there, you know what she's called?
Taiko RC.
The main girl.
Maricon,
Jewish bro who lives uptown.
Maricon, yeah. Maricon, which literally translate to faggot.
Thank you, Doug.
Not in Japanese. You're
in Japanese,
Hulu.
What does
Hulu's
it
like
mean?
What?
Like a water fountain or some shit?
Yeah, I'm sure it means like beautiful angel.
Live tree.
Yeah.
It's Marico.
Marico.
Yeah.
Makiko.
That's a good show. Marico.
It's a great show.
What's it on?
I watched like 8 episodes
Netflix?
Yesterday.
Hulu.
Did you really?
Oh, Hulu.
Yeah.
Everybody's watching the show. Right.
It's hard to watch, though, because like you need to be zoned in because it's like in Japanese.
Yeah,
oh,
so
damn it. Never mind.
Yeah, that I can't deal with. Yeah.
What?
Like,
that's
I'll
the
get,
best
I'll get
part.
An episode or two.
Oh, Kunamak Otoma. Marikon. Suck my dick.
Chop a head off of now. Oh, no, the bucket.
You dishonor me, do simpico.
I think they're like so honorable.
Yeah.
You don't
dude.
See
what,
that
the Japanese?
Anymore. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Japanese for sure.
They're very nice people.
Dude, a guy just yelled
besides in 42.
During a meeting, and he had to kill his baby and himself.
Yeah, so that the bloodline ended with him.
Yeah, because that was his promise.
That's how embarrassing he was.
And he said that himself. He's like, in my bloodline, with me, and my child. And then
they're like, yeah, that's a great idea.
I don't know. They sound like quitters to me.
Nice. You know what? That could be looked at it that way too.
Yeah. I mean, that is.
Unless he jumps on his sword, that's the only way for an honorable.
Yeah, but you're gonna kill
him.
No, but that's the thing.
That's how he did it.
I mean, what did he?
Sempaku is you stab yourself in the stomach
and
rip your guts out, and then they cut your head off.
But what did he do that was so bad that he was gonna kill his own kid too?
There was
he
the
just
five
spoke up. He was I don't think so. And they're like, what?
Somebody called his lord a traitor, like that he betrayed the council, whatever. So he stepped out of line. Like the five bosses were talking, and he spoke up when he wasn't supposed to speak, which should happen on this podcast.
He basically was. This is me.
You talk over each other, you should fucking die.
Yeah, he basically was saying,
don't
like,
do
any you're
impression.
Talking shit.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we're on Fool's Warning right now. Chill.
Oh.
So we talk about that. We got threatened by a really funny comedian, so we don't want to bring that back up.
Jill, you know, you're friends with a lot of famous people. You know a lot of famous people. Are you friends with any wrestlers?
You've had sex with famous people.
I didn't want
to. So
say
I
that.
Was supposed to she go to WrestleMania. WrestleMania
night one
this
and two.
One? With
I
who?
Was supposed to go night one and two with a. I won't say who. He's very good friends with The Rock. So it was
Kevin
like
Hart.
Big.
Jesus Christ.
You know Kevin Hart. You
it
fucking
was
Kevin
Jesus
Hart.
Christ.
It was Jesus Christ.
Did I just call
it
him
was
Kevin
Macho
Rock?
Man.
Kevin Hart. Did I call him Kevin Rock?
No, was Kevin Hart there? I don't think he
friends
was
there. With, he's friends
I,
with,
I saw Meek Mill there.
Oh, did you hear the moan?
Oh, God.
Stop. Kick his ass. That was horrible.
You're hurting him. You're hurting
that
him.
That poor bastard, he's never going to live this down.
No.
Dude,
never.
Did you see what he went to? He was just like, you guys got to stop. You're confusing my 12-year-old son.
He
and
said
like,
that?
Yeah.
I think your 12-year-old son's already confused. That shit's hereditary.
Listen, let me tell you something. I don't know what's going on with rappers nowadays, but...
They're all gay.
The thing is... We're finding out now that they're suspect, right?
I mean, a lot of rappers. Yeah.
Kendrick disses J. Cole and Drake. J. Cole just disses Kendrick back, goes on stage and apologizes. I mean, this is not how rappers are supposed to act. You're supposed to kill each other. Yeah. This is supposed to end in bloodshed.
You're supposed to deny it. You're supposed to deny
progress, guys.
No,
okay?
That's not progress. You're supposed to deny it. You're supposed to fight, keep fighting, and then write a book saying you did it.
Well, is that that's what OJ did, right?
Yeah. I'm just trying to keep.
It's
just all OJ.
And the way he wrote that title was fucking hilarious. If I killed her, but it looked like I killed her.
Yeah.
And the if was little itty bitty inside the eye. Whoever did that was trolling the fuck out of Arnthal.
Did he say how he would have did it?
Yeah.
What did
he? That was like the whole part of the book. Is like he said, if I would have killed her, I would have done this and I would have done that. But again, look at the cover and title of that book. It looks like it says. I killed her. And
Who
the fuck did this to this poor bastard?
I mean,
he probably did it himself just to be like,
it probably made good money.
Yeah.
It did. It made a ton of fucking money. That was, I think it was right after he got out or right before he got out. I can't remember.
He's like, I never would have killed him that way. I would have invited him out for flag football.
Yeah, dude, he's fucking ridiculous. And then when his hearing, when they were letting him out, I remember watching on TV. And he starts talking about the fucking case where he killed fucking Nicole. And I'm just like, dude, you're about to have your hearing to be let out. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Don't say anything. You're not OJ on the fucking sidelines talking about the Super Bowl, you fucking idiot. Shut up. You're talking about your fucking murder case, you idiot.
Yep.
Dude, what was the one where he came out on the reporter? Like the report, he knocks on the hotel
room.
Oh,
yeah, he was like,
yeah.
He did that to a reporter?
Yeah. Can you pull that up?
Yeah, pull
that
up.
Like,
that's
shocking.
Epic.
I also remember there was a wrestler named New Jack back in the day.
Oh, yeah,
and when
that
he
crazy
got a,
fuck.
When OJ was acquitted during his promo, he was like, and shout out to my brother, OJ Simpson.
Yeah.
Two less we got to worry about. It was, and he had, because it was all white fans. I think it was Smoky Mountain Wrestling.
Yeah, it was.
I
thought it was ECW.
No, not yet. He went to ECW later on, but dude, they hated him. They hated him. Smoky Mountain, I think, was Georgia. All right, let's see this.
After we finished filming, OJ said to me that he had a surprise for me, and I genuinely was surprised. I think it was his idea of a joke. And this is it.
Dude, he's fucking hilarious.
Epic. Who's better than OJ Simpson?
Bet.
I hope they examine his brain for CTE.
He
was playing football in the fucking 80s when you could just hit dudes when they're not paying
just
attention.
Just one bar across the fucking...
It's just solid black line around the... It looked like the
just
eclipse
solid
around
black,
his fucking
just solid
brain.
Black people just running all around all over the place. So why did you not go to WrestleMania?
Because then I had...
Oh, you're like, I had a show.
Wedding.
A wedding?
A wedding.
Weddings are annoying.
Who's wedding?
I can't stand wedding.
So someone who was good friends with The Rock, you were supposed to go with them. And you're not going to say...
Ed McMahon.
Don't do it.
You'll never guess.
You're not going to say his
name.
Don't
say nobody's name.
Meek Mill.
Keep that to yourself.
You would never guess. And then if I told you,
I wouldn't
you would
believe
say...
It.
They're friends with The Rock?
And it's they're so famous.
Wait.
You would be like, who?
We would say who, but they're famous?
Yeah.
So they're not famous.
They are incredibly famous.
No, so you're all old people and wouldn't get it.
Is it like
somebody young?
I see.
You fucking Timothy Charlemagne?
Someone.
Justin Bieber.
In the culture.
Fucking Timothy Charlemagne?
In the wrestling culture?
No.
In what culture?
Acting culture.
The Japanese culture?
The Emperor Hirohito.
Tangentially.
The Last Samurai. the
we brought this knives. You dishonor us, Jill.
Yeah. So have you met any wrestlers that you're like friends with, friendly with?
Not really. But no. I love wrestling.
You do?
Yeah, like I watched all the highlights from 1 and 2. I had a bunch of friends there because in Philly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Always Sunny's guys were there.
Yeah.
You friends with those guys?
This guy is also friends with them. And that's how I know
Wow. Jesus Christ.
You fucking Danny DeVito?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
my God, that is.
That is what just came to my mind.
Yeah, Danny DeVito. Fucking
holy shit.
I wish.
Salute to the Penguin for...
No, Danny DeVito's in like a... very long-term relationship with the other lady in Matilda.
Oh, the little lady.
Yeah,
they
his
were married.
Like, wife.
They
yeah,
were
yeah,
married.
Yeah.
They've been Rita Perlman.
Yes.
Rita Perlman.
Wait, what little lady? What little lady? The principal?
Wait a second.
The one who played Miss Honey?
No, the principal's huge.
The one who played Miss Honey?
His wife in Matilda.
Is Ron Perlman related to Rita Perlman?
That lady right there?
Yep. That's his wife.
That's them.
They're both
her
girls.
Age?
They're
not
both
bad.
Very little. I mean, that's 30 years ago.
Yeah.
They're still going strong.
She's got a face like a donkey.
Damn, that, Jill, you know everybody in the industry.
And yet, here I am.
That's
on,
true.
On the gate.
That's true. Yeah.
On
Ruining
the gate,
your career
baby.
With every racial joke that passes.
I think that's what's holding you back coming
no.
to this podcast.
I think, no, I actually have to talk to you guys.
Wow.
No.
What episode do you
no.
want us to pull down?
I don't need you to pull it down.
I'll pull down.
Mostly. I don't need you to pull it
right,
down.
Right, Jorge?
I need you
no,
to, but I need
paywall.
You to like change my name to like Jill the Thrill or something.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Why?
Because it was brought to my attention.
By Fox?
By someone.
Should we even be
wait,
saying
wait, wait,
that?
Wait,
your
wait,
boyfriend?
Wait, wait, wait. Time out,
is
time out,
boyfriend?
Time out, time no. out. Hold on, hold on, hold on. By like an industry person?
By like a work person.
Somebody at your job?
Yeah.
They're a fan of OTG?
No.
No, they just Googled her.
I think,
yeah.
I think
YouTuber?
You could say it's the opposite.
Oh,
they're
they
not
hate
a
us?
Fan. Yeah.
They're,
like, they're
not
why
a fan of me on
destroying?
It. I think maybe.
Oh. So they're not a fan.
So
of
I need
us.
To be Jill the Thrill.
So this
if
person
that's okay
is,
with
worried, is worried for you.
We'll call you JG
yeah.
Wentworth.
That's
your new name. You're our financial advisor.
Jill Rubino.
That's right. Oh, wait, this is a question I had for you financially. Do ex cons.
No, I'm broke. don't
speak
ask.
For yourself. Speak poor. For yourself.
Do
there's going to be poor in 7 months.
I fucking
Derek,
hope,
why are you
I
rich
not.
From personal
I mean, I'm not,
training?
I'm not
because Derek has 5 jobs. He's getting yeah. help from the government for being a soldier for 7 months. Like
I don't get help. I get what's been
allocated. It's a check.
No, I get what's been allocated, what I deserve.
He's okay, alimony.
This is why I know he's more Jewish than Puerto Rican because he's really good with his money.
That's good.
I asked him to borrow money once, and he charged me interest.
Atta boy. Good for you.
I had to put a VIG on it.
Good for you.
Then, but the
3 points a week.
But the best part, it wasn't like he said, I'm going to charge you interest for this. He's like, yo, I had to move some money around, and it cost me $30 to do this. So you got to give me exactly 10% of what I owe.
Yeah, well, the instant transfer on Venmo.
Well, no, this is why I'm like, yo, this is why he's going to be in charge of all the finances with this podcast, right, because...
Boy. Don't put Gio's name on nothing.
Oh, yeah, do not.
Yeah,
don't
definitely
do that. Not.
You'll be spending all your money on hubcaps.
Yeah.
That was true. I had to move some money around, and there was a fee. That
you hear
came
this?
With that. Yeah.
And
he's
you just said
like
okay.
It was $30,000 and he's taking it out of Bitcoin.
I mean, he had nowhere else to go. Where are you going to go?
Where are you going to go?
Yeah.
You've been warned. Don't you ever go over my head again, you motherfucker, you.
You Dominican motherfucker, you.
You motherfucker, you.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Salute to Karen Feehan. Only I got that. Never mind.
Okay, so do ex-cons, when they're doing their taxes, do you guys need to do your taxes any differently?
No, you're right off your commissary.
Yeah,
no,
I've never seen any prison paperwork, actually.
Yeah, because you're not making money.
You're
in
not
jail.
Making money.
I don't know.
I feel like it's a possibility that you could get.
But dude,
maybe
imagine.
You get a little job when you get out, and if maybe for not having paperwork for
the year before. But that doesn't matter.
No, not the year before for the benefits. You gotta have you have to have medical, or you get hit with a penalty.
Damn.
And then when you're
but
in
that's
prison,
for regular people
do you just
too.
Not have taxes?
That's Obamacare.
No, you have Medicaid while you're incarcerated. Like that's but
the prison pays for everything.
So they would probably, I would imagine, they would probably send you a form for that if you need.
I just
to.
Can't like imagine like every it's like tax day at prison and like everyone's in the cafeteria like
on TurboTax
doing their I-99.
Derek's like, doing everybody's taxes because he's the only Jew.
Oh, dude, I would.
Right?
And he's done people.
I do comics taxes all the time.
Can you do mine?
Absolutely.
That's
really?
That's how it gets booked.
Yeah.
Good. Find me some money.
I got a couple extra spots for that.
I got.
I ain't mad at that.
I got cams to put in my motorcycle. You got to find me a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, I did my taxes with him this year, and he gave me just his change jar. He's like, "Yo, this is all you're making back."
Here's two quarters.
Here's $200 in quarters.
It's bad when you slide the money across the table.
I did Colleen Genevieve's taxes. Yeah. I did Colleen's taxes, and I was like, "Listen, fucking, right now you owe like a couple $100." I was like, "If I get a spot on your show."
You'll get 7,000 back.
Good for you.
You're going to get audited in 2 years.
And you will get audited.
You found your $7,000 and then you wink at her.
Dude, I would laugh so hard if you fucked up her taxes and they come back.
Dude, I would love that. I would love that.
This year was a little more confusing for me, actually.
Because you have five jobs.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I have.
That's because of New York State and your tax bracket's getting switched around.
I have the two jobs, and I made a lot more money comedy-wise.
Same. Yeah.
You don't claim that, though, right?
No, you have to. When it's a big lump sum, and also...
Oh, well, excuse me.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
No.
When you make over $10,000 in comedy...
Yeah. When you fill out a W-9, in comedy.
I'm bragging like that's a lot.
Well, the thing is, if you get a 1099, then that means that business is going to show that they paid you. So you got to claim it.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure you could get away with it, but it's also could be found. Very easy to be found.
You know who paid their taxes?
Who?
O.J. Simpson.
No, isn't that what he got caught for?
No.
He never, it was tax evasion.
No, it was never tax evasion.
No, it was like a robbery.
It was a robbery. Yeah, it was just straight up
robbery, but wasn't it also the reason why he robbed the fucking dudes is because he owed money in taxes? Yeah. Am I making that up?
No, it was a setup. He robbed those dudes.
I could be wrong.
Because everybody that got caught up with him was in on it.
You're thinking of Al Capone.
It was a setup. No. OJ got set up because the guy who came to OJ with the plan was like a guy who was like an FBI informant. So it was a setup. It was entrapment.
Yeah.
He got entrapped.
I think he did 10 years for that.
Yeah, nobody else did time. Yeah.
Didn't LT do the same thing, kind of?
No, but dude, I love fucking Lawrence Taylor,
I know he fucked a 16-year-old, but...
Did he?
Yeah, those are different
times.
That's
when he got in trouble. Yeah, those are different times in 2006.
I don't know about that. 2006,
shit was
I thought
great.
This was early on in his career,
I mean, the guy, he used to smoke crack at halftime.
That was
really?
The best.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why he was so good, though.
Yeah.
He didn't feel anything.
Yeah.
And apparently, is that true? He never lifted weights? Is that true, or is that all bullshit?
He lifted that pipe.
I mean, I don't know. Could have been genetics.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And not a word of thanks.
I guess me and Doug are the only ones that got that.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, I was looking at the soundboard.
We got to set this up better, because every time we go to some, we're like...
Yeah, some of the stuff that we should get rid of and add new stuff.
So... A lot of prisons have these now. Like
soundboards?
No, not soundboards. iPads.
That would be fun to have soundboards. Like if somebody's
take
getting
a shower,
stabbed.
You stink.
And you can email the other inmates.
You're in the shower. All you hear is,
"Why are you gay?" Yeah. So basically, with the iPads now, in certain prisons, not all of them, you can email your family if you're being good. You order your commissary off of there.
That's cool.
I mean, you have an iPad like in your cell?
Yes, but not. This isn't like fucking nationwide. There's a couple of prisons that are dealing it.
I mean,
and you get FaceTime with your family sometimes too.
Yeah, that's how you do visits over video call? Because I know when I was locked up, they had like this box that was put into the wall, and that's how you order your commissary, and that's how you do your lawyer visits. Because it has like a little, those old payphone phones on it,
right?
And you just pick it up, and it's just all video.
Oh, my friend's cousin's in prison in fucking Texas, and he's talking to us about how he's always playing Xbox.
What the fuck?
So
they're doing that now too, like so you can connect with your children or your family, like you could play Xbox Live while you're in prison.
What the fuck? Yeah.
There's like prisoners on Xbox Live, like God damn, these kids are ruthless.
Yeah,
what,
exactly.
What the fuck? This guy in prison crying.
I know, they're fucking.
He's getting torn apart by like a 7-year-old white boy in Kansas.
Fucking
you suck.
He's calling him.
That's
the
why
N-word.
You got locked up.
Yeah.
He finds out that's his dad.
Reconnect on Xbox Live. God. That is a fucking great story, right there. It's gonna happen one day.
It should.
Son reconnects with his father on Xbox Live from prison.
That's why you don't take.
My
care
daddy's
of your
in
kids.
The war.
Yeah.
I'm your father.
I used to tell my daughter I was in a work camp.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Does she know that you were in prison?
I mean, she knows now.
Yeah.
I slipped up one time and I was talking, like, it was like a group of us and my cousins, and we're all drinking, so I'm not thinking, and she's just hanging out on the side. And then I was just
like, yeah, I was fucking people in the ass. I was stabbing motherfuckers.
Getting my dick all shitty up in there.
Yeah,
yeah. So I was like, so I had to prick my finger and put blood on the cloth. And, no, because I just said, I was like, well, when I was locked up and then I caught myself, I was like, and then I turned to Navi and she goes like, I know you was in jail already. And I was like, oh, your mom's a fucking bitch.
Mom told me everything.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it was like when my fucking cousin went to prison and like we didn't see him at the family. And I was 14.
Yeah.
And like, oh, he's away at...
he's in Iraq.
I'm like, he's in fucking jail. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? We all heard the story. Like, we saw it in the paper.
But it's the same thing, because you ever see those videos where like a soldier comes back and he surprises his kid?
Yeah.
And the kid is all excited and everybody's like, oh. I posted a video of surprising my daughter and everybody's like, oh my God, that's so beautiful.
Yeah. XCOM like, surprises daughter on release date. Dude, you should put that out. That
I
is
did.
Great
I put
content.
It out.
Do
that
it again.
I did it twice.
How old was she?
I did it twice. There was two times 17. I did it.
Two separate times?
Two separate times. Once she was like 3 and then again when she was like 4. Because I came home twice within like... 3 years.
Dang.
I got out and then got locked up 5 weeks later.
Dominican
then,
college.
Yeah. Right. Daddy goes away and then we have a surprise party every year. It's great.
Oh, the party stopped after a while. Like, oh, Jim's getting out again? Who gives a fuck? The first one was lit. It was like almost like a baby shower.
Like, it's like getting married for the third time. Nobody gives a fuck about
new
the
sneakers, clothes.
Yeah, I had everything waiting. All my friends were giving me money and shit. And then the last time I got out, it was just like
hand-me-downs.
I have a picture of when I got out one time. I'm gonna send it to you, Natalie.
It's got scabies,
dude. My buddies brought me this outfit, and I look like
was it velour?
I'm gonna show you a picture
leather
of
mink.
Fat Gio.
I'm gonna wow. I'm gonna send this picture to you.
But you
Natalie.
Got fat in prison, Gio?
Dude, watch. Well, I wouldn't it's fat for me.
Oh.
What would you do for a $60 kilo?
Oh, damn, I'd blow Jorge for that.
That's like 3 blowskis and you got a motherfucking kilo in your hands. Yeah. $60 kilos, that's right, you heard me. I said 60, not 60,000. Go ahead, G, tell them all about it.
That's right, an unobtainable number that no one in the world of Kratom was able to accomplish until Yo Kratom came along and changed the game.
That's right, they changed the motherfucking game just like Diddy did back in the day with Bad Boy Records. Can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah, for years, entrepreneurs,
homosexuals,
academics all try to solve the $60 key problem, and all of them failed miserably and are in jail right now.
That's right.
And the
sucking
only one
cock.
And the only one surviving out of this sheer brilliance is Yo Kratom. So how did we solve this problem? Tell him, Derek. How did
the
we solve
the $60 kilo problem?
Yes. How did we solve them?
How did we do it? We just got, like, we stole a bunch of land from Vietnamese people, and then we got the plants for the Kratom, and then we just sell it real cheap.
Child labor. That's how we solved the yogurt. That's how we solved the Kratom problem. We got a bunch of 12-year-olds to work the fields and process the Kratom.
Yes, and it's Yo Kratom's third year of being a loyal sponsor here at Gas Digital. So let's go. Go to YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo.
Can't beat that price.
Mm-mm.
Back to the episode.
Well, dude, once a junkie stops getting high and they go through withdrawal, like, you're just packing all that weight.
Yeah, you're addicted to food. I was addicted to food.
That always happens with every addiction that you replace.
But don't you not even have that much food?
I mean...
Well, I worked in the kitchen for the last 5 months. So I was eating real food, and I was one of the inmates that were cooking for the chefs. Not the chefs, for the cops. And,
that's cool.
Is that, like, the job that everyone wants?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you want to work in the kitchen. You want kitchen duty for sure.
I lied and said I had restaurant experience.
Yeah.
And all it was, I was like a busboy for like 6 months when I was 14. And I did food prep. And I ended up, that's how I met.
What are they checking?
They won't check.
Applebee's gets a call. It gets a collect call. Yeah.
Check his resume.
Hi, will you take this?
Oh, yeah, I had to fill out an application, put my references and shit.
What?
That's fucking hilarious.
And the weirdest part was they asked me if I've ever been convicted of a felony. Why? They know.
No,
it's all made up. There was no application.
No.
I just told the chef.
I really like that part.
They ask you when you first go in, and I've been in the kitchen before, so I was like, yeah, I got food. I got 8 years of food prep.
Yeah.
And so
made
I
scrambled
got to
eggs.
Eat, like, steak and shit.
That's
real
fucking
eggs,
amazing, dude.
Not that carton shit that they pour. And the inmates don't even get eggs anymore. We used to get eggs.
It's powdered
once
eggs.
A week. No, not even powdered egg. It used to be the liquid shit. The fucking, the mixed shit already.
Yeah.
Oh, the egg beaters, they call them. Yeah.
What do they get now? Just like slop.
No, well, out where I was at, we'd get fucking either Rice Krispies, Raisin Bran without the raisins, whatever that shit is called, Bran Flakes.
At least you were all regular.
Rice Krispies, Corn Flakes, or Bran Flakes.
Which
whatever.
One that
Those
edits?
Are the three cereals we get. It was just random. And then Saturday,
no, the
we
other
get
one.
French Toast Sticks.
That's nice. Fucking cool. From yeah. Burger King.
Yeah, yeah, it was like those.
Those
it was
are
just
nice.
It's fucking amazing.
And it was hit or miss. It. You're either going to get them soggy yeah. or just fucking rock hard.
Yeah. 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 Best thing to do with the French Toast Sticks when you're really stoned. You get like four on the bottom, four on top, put marshmallows in between them and a chocolate
Ooh,
bar, and you melt it in a
like
toaster
a
oven.
Fresh toast s'more.
Fucking amazing.
Ooh, you should be fire. Arrested just for that. That's disgusting.
You know what? I made peanut butter and jelly French toast.
That's fucking great.
That's slamming.
Yeah.
I just start, you just take two, you make a sandwich, and then you cut the crust off.
Dude, when I worked in the kitchen,
like an empanada.
Yeah, we would make, whenever we made shit like that, the guards would flip the fuck out.
They get mad?
They would get so mad.
Why?
Dude, I was making bacon
like
egg.
They'd be like, you lost your freedom. You shouldn't be eating like this. You're eating better than me.
Nah.
And then
that's your fault.
There were some guards that were like that. Like,
the warden would come
by.
The warden would come by and be like, no, eat like this. He's like, I want to see you eat. And it lets me know you guys didn't do anything to the food.
Yeah.
He's like, you're in here because you could do the job, but we don't know what the fuck's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you could be fucking throwing piss and shit and
yeah.
semen in there. You
Dude,
know what I mean?
We don't
What's
get
a little bit of semen on a fucking
yeah,
on a burger?
It's a little yeah. tangy, so
you know
what?
What I mean?
Dude, one time guard came in with like fucking pounds of bacon, those big fucking 24 cases of eggs, you know, like the stack
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was just like, yo, who knows how to make bacon, egg, and cheese? And I'm like,
who the fuck would
yeah,
know how to make
how
that?
To do that?
That's I mean, that's
No. Somebody could fuck up a bacon, egg, and cheese.
How?
If you overcook the eggs.
The bacon, too.
Yeah, you overcook the bacon. And I was just sitting there like this.
I like my eggs fried hard, and I like crispy bacon. So.
Crazy. Yeah. I love it like where it's just almost about to get burnt.
Right? Yeah. I like breaking my eye tooth on the fucking bacon. That's what I like.
Just
like
sitting there with a knife trying to get the bacon out.
Yeah. I love it when it just cracks my molar a little bit.
Yeah.
That's how I love my bacon, egg, and cheese.
I had a double sausage egg and cheese.
Hey, yo.
Whoa.
Hey, yeah. Yo, you got DP?
My God.
Bro, I was
you got a DP breakfast?
Sim Goodson was doing a video the other day, and he's like buying a hot dog, but he called it a beef sausage. He goes, can I get one beef sausage? And he goes, yeah, just the sausage, no bread. Just give me the...
He's watching his carbs.
Get a beef sausage.
Yeah, yeah, bro. I was like,
I don't want no
crazy.
Bread on that, yeah. son. Just, I lived in China. We don't eat bread out
just
there.
Just the meat. Just the meat, he goes. Just the meat.
Hey,
yeah.
yo.
And then they still charge you as if you just bought the regular fucking hot dog. Those
bro.
Scamming yeah. cocksuckers.
Me and my girl went to a musical on fucking Broadway like... This is fucking dude.
Which one?
It went
You're a
the harder the heart The Heart of Rock and Roll.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So it was basically a play based on Huey Lewis and the News songs.
That's nice.
But dude, we got hot dogs. We were out there. I go, let's get a fucking couple
bucks.
Glizzies. Dude. Two for me, one for her. It was 30.
Wow.
Get the fuck
30
from the
hours.
Cart? Yeah. From the cart?
Yeah, from the cart.
You know, you
yeah,
know what?
That's
you
a
know
Times Square hot dog.
Oh yeah,
you
that
can't
is
be
true.
Doing that.
It was $24 and then I tipped him $1.
You
I
should
gave
know
$3.
Better than that.
You know what the guy said after Derek bought the two hot dogs
Sucker.
From himself?
Yeah.
But I know a bitch when I see one.
Enjoy the play.
I am becoming more soft, 100%.
Right, no, that's
got,
good, though.
Yeah.
That's
you want to see
great
this picture?
Yeah. That's such a great thing
yeah.
for Derek. I'm happy to see his growth.
Me too.
As a person.
That's Derek.
No, people start
we
liking...
fight so much less
yeah,
since he's been with Kate.
People like
because he takes
it
out on her.
No. Well, also, yeah, I was going to say because you talk less because he can talk to her.
No, we still talk almost every day.
It's called low testosterone.
I don't really yell at Kate that much. Even the night you heard us arguing, I didn't say anything back to her.
Nah, it was funny, though. The way Derek talks is hilarious.
What happened again?
No, because she's yelling at you to wash the dishes.
No, to not wash the dishes.
Because you didn't want...
No, it was late. She didn't want me turning the fucking the water on and clanking them around.
He's like, woman, I'm going to clean these dishes if I want to. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, that's...
Because she was sleeping?
That's a progressive response right there.
Yeah.
Because most guys are supposed to be like, bitch, you get in here and you
so
do it.
So one thing that has traveled, that has, you know, institutionalization-wise, like, it needs to be clean. It needs to be orderly.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
That's how I want it. And
that's good.
Kate will leave dishes overnight.
Ew.
Yeah, and I don't agree with
that. White girl shit.
Do you not have a dishwasher?
No.
Yeah, it's called Kate.
We don't have a dishwasher.
Japanese
no, it's called Derek. It's called Derek Drescher. I'm the dishwasher. She's, you know, most white girls are slobs.
Yeah,
that's how
yeah,
it goes. That is true. But we have no dishwasher. We have no in-unit laundry. We have none of that.
Yeah.
I dated one Welcome white girl that would cook and clean, but she was also psychotic.
Yeah.
So there's never a balance.
Can't have it all. Yeah.
No, never
Kate
balance.
Can cook her ass off.
I've never had her food. I'm still waiting on my steak dinner. I'm still waiting for my invite.
Then, yeah, you clean up.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
I thought we were having Thanksgiving at your house.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
What I thought.
You guys want to, my apartment is as big as the studio.
Yeah,
my
this right here.
We'll sit outside, take turns.
They call it a
in.
Two-room studio. I don't. The other room must be the bathroom. Because I don't fucking.
That's just not how another they charge room? You more rent. Is those pieces
is. Is there a curtain separating that room?
No, but there's like an arch thing.
Are you guys renting it?
There's an arch.
Yeah, we rent. What the fuck are you thinking?
No, I mean like you're renting it out.
We bought it.
I wonder.
Go live with them. Me and Dirk start fighting again.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, no way.
Yeah, I couldn't live. You know what's
Three
funny?
People in a studio?
That would suck.
Yeah, dude, my family first came out here, right? They lived like almost three families together in an apartment.
That makes
That's
sense.
That's what people do.
How many relatives does your husband have living in the house with you guys?
It's like about two
families. His kid comes twice a year.
How do you get along
twice
with the kid?
This
is this has got to be. That's
so twice a year. What kind of family court plan is that?
Oh, God.
And how do I get on it?
Doug, right? I was going to say, Gio's like, wait, what? How do I do it?
Doug, I just want to say, me and you are shining right now, dude. Look at that.
Yeah, I was sweating my ass off before from the fucking coffee.
Shining, dude. Yeah.
Coffee. Yo,
that's rare.
I mean, you look good in this picture you sent us, Derek.
Not sure. Oh, yeah,
just like this.
So put it up.
Yo.
Look at that. Mac Daddy Derek.
I look like I'm going to fucking fight Apollo Creed.
It does look like
you.
Do.
Yeah. Yo, Adrian, what are you doing for like the rest of your life?
What's funny is that my girlfriend at that time was named Adrian.
Get the fuck out of here.
Did she dress you?
No, that was for my boys.
Bring the picture back up.
That's like a $3,000 coat. You know that?
I'm sure.
That's real mink. That's, real leather, real mink. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Wait, what was this for?
That was when I got out. That's the outfit.
That's what you wore.
That's what my buddies
party?
Gave. That's what they gave me to change into when I was walking
it
out.
It came with a cane, but it's not in the picture.
It came with a jazz flute.
Put it back up.
I was going to say he looked like a jazz band player.
Best you've ever looked.
You think so? There's a better Rocky one. There's got to be one that's more.
Yeah, that's rich.
Would
Rocky.
You ever? Yeah. Would you ever dress in something like that? What Rocky was wearing?
That Sherlin? That Sherlin is fire. I'd wear that Sherlin right now.
You have like two more years before you start wearing those hats.
Yeah, but that's like Rocky
what,
one,
that
Rocky
hat
two.
Or the other hat.
What are you talking Rocky about? Hat. Me and Gio have hats like that.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, like yeah.
What the other hat?
No, the cab driver.
Yeah, cab driver.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I call them, cab driver hats.
It's like poor guinea hats.
Newsies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The newsies.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, my daughter used that hat for her newsie play.
Get out of here.
Yeah, yeah. Because she said, like, I'm in a newsie. I was like,
that's right.
Yo,
your daughter's like a theater kid, right?
Yeah.
She's oh, good.
Drama.
Yeah.
I do have a confession. I actually went to a Broadway play too myself.
Yeah. How many hot dogs did you get?
Two in my mouth and three in my ass. That's,
Why are you gay?
You went with the
That's
girl?
$60, by the way.
That was an expensive ass rape. It sure was. Just to get fucking a beer and I forgot what she had, a glass of fucking wine. No. Yeah, a glass of wine or some bullshit. And trail mix. Dude, it was fucking $75 at the fucking theater. I was like, are you fucking kidding me with
what
this bullshit?
See?
And those tickets are like $100 or more.
Oh, yeah.
My daughter wanted me to go take that. And then when I to take it to that and I saw the ticket prices, I was like, nah, I don't love that much.
Yeah, you gotta get the cheap ones. There's cheap ones.
It wasn't too bad for two.
There's a lottery.
Like $132
thing. There's a lottery thing where you could put in and get tickets for $30. Yeah.
We're going to another Broadway play tonight.
Oh, yeah.
It's her birthday, though.
Yeah, see, one.
It's her birthday?
Yeah.
Today?
All I can tell you, sir, is that he's gay.
Gay,
gay, gay. Yes.
We're out of gay drops. That's
Hell's
it.
Kitchen.
Oh, that's the Alicia Keys one.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Really?
God damn it.
2.5 fucking hours.
Dude, get the fuck out of here.
Dude, I sat through 3.5 hours of Taylor Swift.
Really?
In a movie theater with a bunch of Swifties.
But then you can leave and do what you want. You can like go out for a second.
No.
You get an intermission.
No, there's no intermission. It's literally the whole
fucking
concert.
Hours.
It's the whole concert.
Oh
recorded.
God, fuck
so
that.
So you see like the costume change. Well, you don't see you don't see her naked, but like they show the everything that's going on in between sets.
Oh, that's so fucking annoying.
Yeah. I mean, I can't believe people care about that shit.
It doesn't make sense to me, but I kind of get it.
It's the
she's
art.
She's the biggest artist in the world.
Behind the
she's,
scenes.
She's not twerking. She's not, you know.
It's wholesome.
That's why.
Well, she ain't got none to twerk with her little ass.
Do you see Miley Cyrus?
Same.
Yeah.
That didn't stop Miley Cyrus.
It didn't. That pancake ass. That didn't do nothing. She wore that tight fucking suit, and it just like flab was coming
off.
Dude,
I want to see fucking... these artists, like at their worst, like.
Oh, you will,
dude. I went to see an Ozzy Osbourne. I went to see him live, and dude, he made it two songs, and they had to take him off stage, and like give him an IV,
and then what happened?
Zakk Wylde just played the national anthem, a long drawn out version of it. Oh, he did some other shit.
But that's like kind of what you signed up for.
Yeah, yeah. And then they brought Ozzy back out for like two more songs, and he was like.
And then who did the rest?
Miley Cyrus.
AI. Dude, they had an AI program.
The hologram.
Bro, they literally did five songs. He did like Mama, I'm Coming Home, fucking the Generals Gather in Their Masses.
Black Pig,
Iron Man.
Pigs.
Yeah.
War Pigs. War Pigs.
He did Perry Mason, which is a newer one. A lot of people
like
don't know about.
I love Perry Mason. I do like that one.
Yeah.
But also, the crowd is older. So, like, you guys probably only had five songs in you.
You know what? You make a good point.
That's a great point. Yeah.
Dude. I'd be so happy that I go for a show that's 45 minutes long, fucking get home. Yeah.
That is true. Yeah. I would love that, too. I don't want to go see a five-hour fucking rock concert. Like, no, I saw Slipknot and Marilyn Manson, and it was like 7 hours. I'm like, all right.
I've been
in a mosh pit 45 times.
How long ago did you go to that show?
When I was 26, 70.
Who opened?
Well, fucking Marilyn Manson was opening for Slipknot.
Yes, yes, yes.
And Marilyn Manson burns a fucking Bible. It's like, it was 2015. You don't got to do that no more.
He did that in 2015?
Yeah, yeah.
About 10 years ago.
He comes out there on stilts and he burns a fucking Bible and he's holding it up. It's like, this isn't shocking anymore.
Yeah,
I'm a little surprised.
We see it all the time now.
Exactly. It's like, burn a Quran if you really want to fucking... Yeah. You really want to push envelopes in.
You want to push the envelope? Draw Muhammad.
Yeah, exactly.
You get more.
Go
drawing
up there,
Muhammad.
Sing beautiful people, make Muhammad a stick figure. Yeah. That's how we'll fuck.
Oh, my God.
Make a flip book, you know, little flip books of Muhammad, like, doing, like, the nanny.
It's like, we got it, Marilyn. You're a shocking
dad. Dude, you're going to, we're dead now. Just fucking nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I want to apologize to all the Muslim fans on Gas Digital.
They exist.
I want to, listen. I am a staunch believer in Allah.
So, I remember I went to a Slayer show back in the day. Lamb of God was opening, and the Slayer fans were booing Lamb of God.
Really?
Yeah.
Lamb of God's good, though.
Yeah, no, they're great.
Best one I ever been to was a Killswitch show.
Killswitch Engage?
Yeah, yeah. Killswitch, and then Hatebreed opened up for them. And,
what are
Yeah, man, me and Jill are like, wait, what?
Wait, you guys don't know about Hatebreed?
Hatebreed,
yeah.
The lead
Let
singer
me guess the breeds that they hate.
Hold on. The lead singer has a podcast.
Basset Hounds. They don't like Basset Hounds. Yeah. They hate Buggles. Those
they don't like Doberman Pinschers.
Yeah, not a fan.
Yeah, yeah.
They hate every
Tabby
but
Cats.
Irish Setters.
Yeah.
Can't stand them. No, the lead singer of Hatebreed has a podcast on this network.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Jamie Josta.
Jamie Josta.
What's the name of the podcast again?
It's just The Josta Show.
The Josta Show.
Yeah, yeah. Salute to that.
He was the lead singer. A lot of people know this. That band, even though I guess these two don't know who they are, they have some mainstream success now.
Yeah, they do.
But disgusting.
Back in the day when they started, their shows were fucking crazy.
Oh, they were. Dude, we were in fucking some shithole in Pennsylvania. The entire joint was general admission. So the entire place was a fucking mosh pit.
Yeah.
And when fucking Killswitch came on, they opened up with My Curse. And if you ever heard that song, the whole beginning, he screams the fucking first note, and fists were fucking flying back and forth. That was
fists
fucking...
and feet. Did you mosh? Did you pick up change?
Yeah, I'm not fucking... I go there to have fun. I leave with broken eye sockets and bloody nose, a busted lip.
What did you call it? Used to pick up change?
So there's like this fucking thing you do where you're like fucking going through the pit.
Yeah.
I can't really do it while I'm sitting
crowd surf.
That was crazy.
Oh, you're going through people's pockets?
No, you're like picking up change. It looks like you're picking up change off the floor.
And then all of a sudden you
low.
Jump. And then
you jump and like hit somebody with a spinning...
Yeah,
spin
I could just
you
imagine...
You would fucking crowd surf and all you see is the fist just go whack!
Bam,
like,
yeah.
Though, if like you're crowd surfing, you feel somebody go in your pocket, and you look down, it's just Derek.
Yeah. Well, then girls would crowd surf, and these fucking creepy dudes would start grabbing their tits and everything. I was like, oh, Jesus.
When Christ. I saw that at Skankfest, when some of the female comics were crowd surfing, I'm like, oh, you want to get groped right now?
Yeah,
like you have some of the biggest creeps in the audience.
They don't get groped. They're on their best behavior at Skankfest.
Yeah,
they're on their worst behavior on the internet.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, one girl.
So you guys.
I was worried about that.
Mama Natalie.
I was worried about that too because everyone was like, "You should crowd surf." I was like, "My whole ass is out. No, I'm not doing
that."
And they were like,
"So you crowd surfed?"
No, I didn't. But
only
they
the
dudes.
Did not do that.
So,
only the
so
dudes.
I don't trust your word, Natalie.
Natalie.
Only the dudes get sexually assaulted at Skankfest. Yeah. That's only the dudes. Only the dudes get things inserted in them at Skankfest.
Well,
not the ladies. Not
salute
the ladies.
To Joey Roses.
Yeah.
Well, dude, one girl fucking crowd surfed completely topless. She just took everything and then fucking jumped into
well,
the
Well, I'm sure she probably didn't
stage.
Care about being sexually
I don't think she did, no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't think she did. Jill, tell everybody where to find you.
So this is live now?
This is live.
Find me tonight at New York Comedy Club. Come on down.
Are you doing roast battle?
Yeah.
Who are you battling?
I'm judging. I haven't been to this spot before. Come on down.
Douglas?
I'll be at the... This is live?
Yeah.
No.
I love how Gio's conscious just infects everybody. This is going on gas, right?
Yeah.
No, I don't think
so. Is this on Riotcast?
This one's YouTube.
I'll be at the Grizzly Pear at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one?
Downtown.
You got to say.
Yeah, downtown.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
right.
Downtown.
Can you imagine
downtown.
All the people come to the Midtown Pair?
Just
and they're
for
like, where's Doug?
Yeah.
Be like, he's downtown. God
their,
damn it.
It's their hottest show, 12
yeah.
people.
I got three fucking people showing up. Yo, I heard you on fucking rap.
Just like, the urinals.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just yeah. the three fans that keep commenting.
Gio, what you got, buddy?
I will be at Comedy Dojo April 24th with the great Danny Polichuk. And again, May 11th by myself.
You're going to go there?
You're
I'll
headlining?
Fucking go hang out there.
Because you live right by there.
Yeah, I'll hang out
well,
there.
Are you, pull up. Are you headlining?
No, I'm just doing 20 minutes.
Oh, that's great.
So you're not
then
by why'd
yourself. Why'd you say by yourself?
Thank you.
Because I'm the whole show. No, I'm just
well, who else is on it?
I'm
no,
the
no,
one
it's
that
a showcase. It's a showcase. Yeah. I'm not opening up.
But you're doing 20.
Yeah.
All right, I'll be there.
Oh, dude, I got to fucking you're going there?
I'll go.
I'll fucking go there.
I could probably get you up.
I'll for sure go there.
You got to come with me.
Oh, you can get me up?
Yes, I can do it.
Yeah, I'll for sure go.
Bro, that one time, fuck it, he hit me up. He was like, "Yo, I need somebody last minute," mm-hmm. and you had a show that night.
Dude, yeah. that guy is fucking great.
Mike, yo, salute
him. He really
great
does take care of
he's
it.
A great
comedians
guy.
He
really does. As soon as you get
well.
There, he comes out with fucking food.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then
yep.
he asks you if you want anything else, and then he gives you a fucking drink, and then yeah. he pays you right there.
Hands
yeah,
you a little
yeah, you get an envelope.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
You get an envelope. I love
great crowds.
Fucking Italians, man. They're always
yeah.
He's on the ball. They're good. OTG14, that's our code. If you're not already subscribed to Gas, use that code. Get a 2-week free subscription to Gas.
Is
OTG14.
You still got the OTG14 promo?
Yeah, it's going through spring.
All right. And then go ahead, Nat and Jorge.
Watch Gas Digital now on the Gas Digital website.
All right. And stick around for OTG Uncensored Behind the Paywall. Thank you, everybody.
Peace.
Woo! Do it then.